Montgomery County. I'm Kate Ryan.
A white police officer accused of assaulting a black man in our area asks a judge to dismiss the charges against him. The Dow closed up 587 points. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A big announcement from Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib.
I want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest.
Nassib is now the first active NFL player to come out. He posted the news on Instagram along with a pledge to donate $100,000 to the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention service for gay youth. Trevor Project CEO Amit Paley.
This gift is going to allow us to expand our services, and Carl's words are going to send a really important message to LGBTQ young people everywhere that you can be successful no matter who you are, who you love, and that's so important.
Police are investigating a shooting near Denver where three people died, including the gunman. This woman ran into a nearby restaurant.
I grabbed my purse and I ran toward the door of the restaurant, their door, because somebody was holding it up and saying, come in. And they smartly took us to the back of the restaurant, which is brick walls, which gave me comfort right away.
Three people also died in a shooting near St. Louis. Police say four others were hurt. Still no word on what caused that shootout or who's responsible. People are cleaning up after tornadoes and tropical weather. More from CBS's Nancy Chen.
Tropical depression Claudette's drenching rain, high winds, and twisters cut a trail of destruction across Alabama and the Florida Panhandle.
This was a tropical storm system that just dropped a tremendous amount of rain on us all at one time.
Streets and homes were under as much as 6 feet of water, requiring several emergency rescues.
It was completely flooded. We couldn't get out. We saw somebody walking down the road. It was up to their waist.
In Atlanta, a woman was hospitalized after a large oak and overhead power lines crushed her car. While earlier today, Claudette strengthened and dumped more heavy rain over eastern North Carolina before moving out to sea.
The Supreme Court says the NCAA can't stop student athletes from earning limited pay on education-related benefits like laptops and internships. Legal correspondent Jan Crawford.
Now, some changes are coming. States are starting to allow athletes to profit off their own image, including signing autographs. And California is now considering a bill that would guarantee market value for every athlete.
The federal ruling could pave the way for student sponsorship deals, endorsements, and appearances. Actor George Clooney is teaming up with other celebrities and the L.A. School District to open a new school focused on careers in Hollywood. The specialized academy will offer opportunities to students in diverse, underserved communities. It's set to launch in fall of 2022. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 2:03 on Tuesday, June 21st, 2021. 74 degrees now in the nation's capital. Good morning, I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local stories we're following at this hour. We begin with the issue of police body-worn cameras and how video produced by those cameras is reviewed. The question is at the heart of a bill that was introduced after Montgomery County Police screamed at a 5-year-old boy who was also briefly handcuffed.
Montgomery County Council President Tom Hucker says the county's police department has a good body-worn camera program.
But not a requirement to share the footage with either the police chief or elected officials.
Hucker explained the county council and the police chief had not been made aware of a video of two county police officers who handcuffed and berated a 5-year-old boy until 14 months later. Hucker said the legislation proposed would have a number of requirements.
Reporting quickly to the chief and then to the county executive, the county council, and the state's attorney, any internal investigations involving the use of force, children, potentially criminal offenses, discrimination, or harassment.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A white Fairfax County police officer charged with assaulting a black man last year has now asked a judge to dismiss the charges against him. Tyler Timberlake says prosecutors have failed to turn over evidence that can be used in his defense, including an interview with the victim and a video recorded by a bystander. But the Commonwealth attorney, Steve Descano, says he's complied with a judge's order on evidence. Timberlake is accused of using a stun gun on the man in Mount Vernon who did not appear to be combative and then holding the man down with his knees to arrest him. Timberlake has said he mistook the man for someone else who he knew to be violent. 5 past the hour now. Brewing neighborhood conflicts are helping drive gun violence in the district. A veteran police officer says social media and rap music are contributing to the problem.
Kenilworth and Mayfair in Northeast and 37th Street Southeast are some of the neighborhoods Police Commander Daria Habibullah calls hotspot areas.
Those are the areas that I really can't sleep at night because I have to worry about that conflict brewing.
Commander Habibullah told Ward 7 residents conflicting groups have been provoking each other on social media.
Someone from one of those areas will come take a picture on 37th Street and post it and say, hey, I'm in your neighborhood and nothing happened to me.
The 6th District Commander also says there are potentially violent conflicts between rival rap groups. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
The D.C. region is the 15th most segregated metropolitan region in America. A new academic study places the Baltimore-Towson region one spot higher, in 14th place. The analysis comes from the University of California, Berkeley. It's based on census data, and it's the first time that every major American city and metropolitan area has been ranked by their level of segregation. Another service is slowly returning to normal as the pandemic fades. MARC train and commuter bus will be running on all lines again on Monday, August 30th. Last November, the two services were pared down because of low ridership. Traffic and weather together next on WTOP. It's 2:07.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Our success is built on radio, and for that, we thank WTOP for providing a stable platform. We're fortunate to have TOP as our lead radio partner for over 20 years. When it comes to reaching decision makers and the influential people who make up the fabric of Washington, nobody performs like WTOP. That's why we partner so well. Mervis advertising campaigns rely on three essential elements: true product benefits, a sincere message, and effective communication. Mervis takes care of the first two. Phenomenal diamonds and a credible explanation why we can offer such amazing deals. WTOP provides the third, the widest communication. That's why we select WTOP as our valued partner. They have the greatest reach and can be trusted. For news, for traffic, for weather. Washington knows it. If your business could use advertising help, call WTOP. And if your love could use diamonds, call me, Ronnie Mervis, at 800-HER-LOVE, or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
Sports analysis, when and where you want it. That's the WTOP huddle.
The teams, you get the sense, are trending in opposite directions.
Watch the weekly video panel on the WTOP YouTube channel, listen to the podcast on Podcast DC, and read the newsletter in your inbox.
They're just playing and having fun. That's what they're doing.
The WTOP